Welcome to the Corey Lee Show, where our focus is on building leaders and transforming culture. My name is Corey Lee, and in each episode, I aspire to ignite something on the inside of you that encourages you to grow yourself and to make an impact on the world around you. Welcome to the Corey Lee Show. Welcome back to the Corey Lee Show. Hey, excited about our episode today where we are talking about, hey, what can happen in 10 years? What could happen in the next 10 years? And as a kickoff this episode, I want to ask you, how far can you see? Like, how far into the future can you see? Like, where would you love to be 6 months from now? Where would you love to be 1 year from now? What about 10 years from now? Can you even imagine that? How about that? Yeah, several months ago, we do a men's Bible study on Tuesday mornings, and we were doing a study on that little white page that sits between Malachi and Matthew. It's a little, in my Bible anyway, it's a little white page that separates the Old Testament from the New Testament. And it goes straight from Malachi to Matthew. And if you do any kind of research or whatever they call it, the silent years, but it's about 400 years there where, you know, on one page in Malachi, you're looking at it and the Persians are ruling the world, or they're the main ones that are ruling. You see priests and you see Levites. And then you turn a page to Matthew and now the Romans are in charge. They're controlling the world. And not only are you seeing priests and Levites, now you're seeing Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes. And it's like something happened. It wasn't silence. Something really happened in this time of year during these 400 years. And I just find it interesting. It's 400 years period of time between Malachi and Matthew. Jesus starts his earthly ministry at 30 years. He is dead, buried, raised to life at age 33. And so roughly 430 years between Malachi, death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. And isn't it interesting that the children of Israel were in Egypt and enslaved most of that time for about 430 years? It's kind of an interesting thing. Well, as we were studying this little white page, there was a lot of things that actually happened in culture and in the world at that time. And one of the things that happened was a man by the name of Alexander the Great conquered the known world. And he was a Greek, and he conquered the known world within 10 years. How about that? Conquered the known world within 10 years. This was actually prophesied in Daniel. The Lord actually gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream, the statue dream, if you remember it. It has all these different parts to it. And the Lord was revealing to King Nebuchadnezzar the kingdoms that would be following him. And actually, the Lord comes to Daniel in a dream multiple other times, letting him know that, hey, there's going to be a Babylonian empire. After the Babylonians would be the Medes and the Persians. After the Medes and the Persians would be the Greeks. After the Greeks, going to be the Romans. And it's during that kingdom that I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something. I'm going to set up my kingdom on the earth. And you can go in and dig into some of that stuff in Daniel. But Alexander the Great, in 10 years, conquered the known world. What's interesting that he didn't just conquer the world, he tried to culturize the world. See, they would go in and they would conquer some of these cities, and they would go back and the cities would go back to the way they were. And he says, you know what, we're conquering folks, but we're not culturizing folks. And so what they would do is they would go in and conquerize these cities, and they would set up, there's a lot of depth to this, but aerial view. They would go in and they would bring in arts, they would bring in entertainment, they would bring in the politicians, the business professionals, they would send in some of the military with the intent to culturize the Hellenistic way of life. And it's often led by title of apostle. The apostle would go in, and their role was to make the place they were sent to look like the place they were sent from. And the Romans used this as well. But Alexander the Great not only conquered the world, but culturized the known world within a 10-year period of time. And in fact, a lot of the Greek thought that he introduced into society, we still use today. We are heavily influenced by Greek and Roman thought in several areas of life. But as I started studying this, I started looking at this. I was like, you know, that man conquered the known world in 10 years. What could the Lord do with a life laid down in 10 years? Like, what could the Lord do with somebody who is just an empty vessel and say, here I am, Lord, and allow him to fill me or to fill you, an empty vessel, a piece of clay that he could put into the potter's hands and the form and the fashion. What could he do with a life laid down in 10 years? And I just kind of started thinking about that. And several months later, I was sitting there and trying to set some goals or thinking about, you know, what, I don't know, some things to pursue. And I've done some podcasts on my process for that. And I was in the middle of my process, and I tend to think at the end of the week, what I'll do is I'll reflect on the previous week. I'll capture some wins. I'll look at what occurred. What are some things that I could do to improve and get better? What happened? How did I grow? And then I'll set up my upcoming week. And I was thinking about this, and then the Lord said, why are you thinking month to month? Why not year to year? And so I started praying about that. I was like, well, you know, I was trying to pray into, Lord, what could I do in a year? And then I felt him say, why just 1 year? Why not 10? And I don't know about you guys, but like I said this at the beginning, I have a hard time imagining 10 years from now. What could happen in 10 years? What could be done in 10 years? And so I've been praying into that, praying into kind of what is a 10-year vision? What is a long-range vision? And on 3/10/24, so March the 10th, 2024, I woke up and the Lord started speaking to me about the next 10 years. And so this is a word that the Lord gave to me. I've never done anything like this on a podcast or YouTube. And so this is my first, but I've got several more that he has shared with me. And this is the first of hopefully many there, but this is the next 10 years. I'm just going to read you what I felt like the Lord was saying to me about the next 10 years. Verse of scripture he gave to me was John 16, 13. But here's the word. There will be a widening gap in morality. Little will be left in the middle. High morality and no morality. Very few in between. Think very polar ends. Two extremes. There will be scavengers who will try to discourage and pull down the elect. And kind of the thought that I got was think how sometimes how they talk about the gap between the rich and the poor. Some people, they like to cry out against the rich that they should do more, pay more, earn less. And so what they do is they try to create programs and laws to make this happen. The thought is that it's unfair, but the reality is the poor truly want what the rich have. And instead of finding ways to climb up, they search for solutions to pull them down to their level. That was my interpretation of what he was saying. This is kind of more what he was saying. Much the same way, over the next 10 years, the gap in morality will widen. The scavengers will attempt to pull down the morally elect. They will create programs, laws, edicts, processes, and verbal attacks to pull people down. This was an interesting phrase he gave to me. They will try to create a morally socialistic society where anything goes. The elect will shine like stars. Their brilliance will stand out. The firm ones will be rock solid. The scavengers will attempt to pull down and discourage, but deep down, the elect have something that they truly want. But instead of rising up, they choose to create ways to pull them down because it's easier that way. See, the way the elect carry themselves reveals within the scavengers something they just do not like, and so they lash out. And then he started talking to me about different areas of society. And the first one I had asked, I was trying to pray into, was economics. And there will be economics will be like the shifting of the sand. The value of currency will fluctuate. Many will try to keep things the way they are, but these are the ones who will struggle. They will cling tightly to what they've known in the past and the value they used to place on money. But this will change. It will be best to be fluid and liquid, fluid in the way in which things will change and the rate at which things will occur. And so when I feel like you were saying being fluid and liquid, not necessarily liquid cash as we think in finances, but the ability to shift and to change easily and rapidly. And then for me, he said, invest where I say to invest, do what I say to do, park financial resources where I tell you, keep doing what you're doing. Do not get caught up in the fear or scurrying around or the trying to figure out when and where the next shift will take place or the next big thing. I will show you, the Lord will show you. And like Elijah, who was fed by the ravens, these scavengers will bring resources to you. How about that? The feeling I get, okay, this is me. The feeling I get from hearing Holy Spirit on this is almost like this isn't really even a big deal. It will be a gigantic deal to the world, but it's really a moot point to those who cling to Jesus's words and don't worry that, and who don't worry, God will provide for those he loves. He will give grace and resources at just the perfect time. Don't worry about striving. And I almost felt like the morality gap will be seen here. The elect, carefree in relation to economics and not worried, but they are blessed and cared for, while the other end will focus on this issue. They'll grasp for resources, grasp for economics, which will have extremely high value one day and then be totally worthless the next. They will be worrying and frenzying about, but we'll see the other extreme at total peace. I asked more questions, but really felt like this was not much of a focus and that the morality piece is much more important and to be focused on.
Hey guys, I hope you are enjoying this episode of The Corey Lee Show. Y'all, I am on a mission to build leaders and to transform culture. So if you're looking for a speaker who speaks directly to the heart, a mentor to come alongside you and your team, or if you're in a position where you're looking for a personal coach who embraces where you are and also believes in who you could become, then I would be honored to walk this path with you. Simply reach out to me on my email at Corey@CoreyLeeLeadership.com. Look, let's make your vision a reality. Contact me, and together we'll navigate the path from aspiration to achievement. Your transformation, it starts now.
Started asking about politics, and the verse of scripture that came to my mind was Psalm 33, 12, and it says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Nations and leaders who counsel within themselves or together but exclude the Lord will be of no value. This will be a time where the evidence of God's kingdom will be more clear on the earth. The leaders and nations that seek his voice will appear clever, wise, and nimble. They will also become a target. NATO will split between the few and the many. The few will appear smaller in number, yet will be blessed. The many will be boisterous and loud, but unfruitful. The extreme separation that will occur will be like the tearing of a piece of cloth. There is a pulling apart that looks painful during the pulling, but in the end, there's two separate pieces. Like a mother who gives birth, there's pain in the birthing process, but joy when the baby arrives. The process in the middle is unto something and is not for naught, but for the separation to occur and the extreme ends to be evident and identified. Then the church. The church will be part of the same process, all with the intent to purify the bride. Those that cling tightly to old ways and structures rather than me, Jesus, will be withered on the vine, fruitless, decaying, and of no value. And what I kind of caught a glimpse of an image when he said this. What I see is a very old TV and a black and white TV show that no one remembers the name of. How about that? I almost feel like this is an invitation to follow me where I'm going, but he's not begging. It's like, I'm going this way, come with me. And he just starts walking. The choice will be to follow or to stay where you are at. I almost feel like the separation process is much like during Jesus's earthly ministry, where few said yes to follow. There was confusion at times, but they could draw near. And he would explain there were signs and wonders and miracles that attracted, but then Jesus would do or say something very offensive, and the numbers would be pruned back to the all-in ones, even if the all-in ones didn't fully understand. But then at the end of his earthly ministry, And when Holy Spirit was poured out, it became evident to the masses and the church grew. I feel similar now in this process of separation. There are a few all-in ones. There are a few watch-and-see ones. There are a few curious ones. And then the opposed. A similar process will occur. But in the end of this period, what the Lord does and who He is will be evident, and the few will be the many. The many will stand on the one extreme end as the elect, separated vastly from the scavengers. In the middle of this process will be those that pioneer and say yes to Him during the separation process. Great signs, great wonders and miracles, joy, exuberance will occur. Also, extreme misunderstanding about these people, questioning them, even attempts to abuse or discredit them. They may be confused themselves and not fully understand, but they know the Lord and will listen to His voice completely. They will usher in the new. They will be bold and firm in their faith. They will be examples of a life of faith. There will be a pulling away of what's tradition and man-made and what's truly of the Lord. Again, separating is not easy, and many will cling to tradition as they believe it is of the Lord. The pioneers will even have a hard time, but will listen to His voice and act anyway. This point right here will cause some to stay back and not plow ahead. Again, in the end, they will see the obviousness that this is the work of the Lord. I feel like the Lord said we are about to head in to this separation. We're about to head in to this separation. As I continued to pray into that, actually the Lord gave me a little bit more on the church and what that was going to look like, but I will save that for another day. You just have to check back with us on next week's podcast. Hey, I know today was slightly different, actually a good bit different. I hope today has added value to you. If it has, hey, I'd love to hear some feedback. If you have questions, what would you love to hear more of? If there was something that stood out to you, I'd love to hear some of your comments. Just comment below or send me a message, a DM. I'm also right now are looking to continue to grow and make an impact around the world. Our goal is to make an impact and influence people around the globe, to develop leaders and to transform culture. And so if you're looking for a speaker, if you're looking for somebody to come alongside of you and your team to encourage, to inspire, motivate, would love to talk to you more about that. You can just send me an email, Corey@CoreyLeeLeadership.com. And hey, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like, share it with a friend. And you want to subscribe so you can stay up to date with any of the latest episodes of The Corey Lee Show. Hey, I hope you guys have a great day and God bless. 3, 2, 1. Thanks for joining me today. I hope I have added value to you. And if you have found value in this episode, let me know. Drop a comment and make sure you share with a friend or family member. See you next episode.